designed for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline. Coast to coast.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Shifty's here from Crazy Town. Shifty, if you don't know, is what I would consider the lead singer. Tats, some piercings, got the look.
That about does it, huh? Qualifies him for lead singer?
I got the suit.
Well, when you watch the Crazy Town videos, he's most predominantly displayed, I would say.
What would we call that? You call those suits in the entertainment executive ranks.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if I was a lawyer.
He's the equivalent of the suit?
That's what I told my dad, because he has no tattoos. I told him, well, if I was a lawyer, I'd wear a suit. This is my suit.
Yeah, he's got a permanent suit on. And they got a new CD out, which is called Dark Horse. Actually, it's coming out tomorrow. But for a lot of you, it's out today because a lot of people hear this show with a one-day delay. But we're going to hear that. We'll hear a couple of cuts from it, and one in the first hour, one in the second hour, as we normally do it. Crazy Town was, and Seth was on, sorry, Shifty, on the show. It's coming up on 2 years. I figured it was
really?
A while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I can't believe that.
And a lot has changed.
Yeah, what's changed?
Well, we had some success with Butterfly.
But you had some success when you came on this show.
Yeah, we might have. It was just starting, but a lot has changed,
Yeah, I'm reading here, went double platinum, 2.5 million copies of the last CD, Gift of the Game, about a couple of years ago, and then just basically touring nonstop, right?
Right, touring, and a lot of success overseas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a blessing. It's cool. It happened in the, 12th hour, It was our third single, and the first couple, we had only sold 150,000 records. And then we put out Butterfly and sold, an extra couple million and a half.
It's amazing what a single can do, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Drew,
yes.
That's why you're such a great partner, Drew. Well, says the Bible. Caveman and unfrozen caveman DJ. Anyway, Crazy Town, as I'm reading here again, has no tour dates as of yet, right?
No, just some radio shows, and we're going to kind of try to build up a demand with the new record.
And then when do you think you might go out on tour?
As soon as possible, here and there. We're waiting for a really big, great band that we have a lot of respect for to ask us to go with them.
Why don't you ask a band that you have little respect
we're
for
asking,
to go with you?
No, we're asking a couple. We will do that, but this it doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Is the, I imagine the ask to go on tour thing is a lot like the fight game, which is, well, there's guys you should be going on tour with, but maybe you don't want to, but maybe you want this guy, or you think this guy suits your style a little bit better. I mean, there's some politics involved there,
especially
right?
Especially with Crazy Town.
Yeah.
Because Crazy Town is like a heavy rock band with a song that went number one pop.
Right.
So that's confusing, It's like we're not too hard, we're just smooth. Like, the closest thing I could compare us to is the Peppers, but we're like a young Peppers without a following that big. So, it's all about building the record, and we have a lot of, dedicated fans, and we're out to get some more, and it'll be cool.
Well, we're going to help build the record tonight.
Right on.
I guarantees it. So let's go to the phones, take the calls, and do the usual wiggle. Drew?
Let's go.
Drew, you bought the cameras from E.
Yeah.
Here. Why is that? And Drew, is funny because Drew fell asleep on the sofa and woke up when, Drew?
A minute and a half before the show started.
And, unacceptable.
And not only that, but, you have that those nap lines in you.
Do I wear on my face?
Yeah, inside, above your glasses
here.
Sleep on your arms you sleep weird on the sofa and you get
good
those
times.
Weird lines. What time did you go to bed?
I can't. Well, it was the same as usual, but I had to get up early and take the kids to school.
No, what time did you take a nap? What time did you drift off here?
Oh, 9:30.
9:30.
Yeah.
All right. And what's E doing here?
Doing a show on addiction. Surprise. Uh-huh. Celebrities and addiction.
And what is it, a special?
Mm-hmm. Or one of their...
Well, when's it going to air? They don't know.
We don't know.
They don't know yet.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. All right. Well, be sure not to watch that. Charlie?
Adam.
Charlie, you're 35. What?
Yeah. You do this as much as I do. You know what I'm saying?
January.
It's going to air in January.
All right.
I have one celebrity. You're talking about celebrity addiction. I have one that I'm addicted to. All
you're right. Addicted. What are you addicted to?
You're talking about celebrity addiction. I have one that I'm addicted to.
Because of comedy.
All right. Yeah, well, come on.
You're addicted to a celebrity?
Spit it out.
Listen, if you're going to do the knock-knock thing on the show, we're not going to go who's there. I'm just going to spit it out.
I have no knock-knocks for you, but here it goes. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Shut up! That's great, Charlie.
All right, Charlie, what's up?
You and the rest of North America want to bang Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's
she has
great.
A stalker, right?
That's Charlie.
Don't
Charlie.
They all? Don't they all? But, hey, yeah, I'm 35 years old, and I'm not willing, you know, I want a girlfriend that wants to give me all the love in the world and sex too, because I haven't had it in about 4 years, and I don't want to sell myself short. But yet, you know, I don't want to be stuck with someone that I'm not attracted to, both inside and out.
Who cares? Does anyone? Is this a question?
I don't understand what he's asking. Is how do I get a girlfriend? Is that?
Well, I want someone I'm attracted to, but I don't want someone I'm overly attracted to. And, I got to find someone I've been laying for here. This is not a question, is it?
I need to go.
All right,
that's drama.
Charlie, just hang on for a while. We'll get back to you.
Really?
True.
What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to say...
Good luck.
I'm going to tell him good luck in about an hour and a half. True. What do you pick? That's the first call you pick?
Adam.
I'm a bit frustrated. Girlfriend is turned down. Come on. Lynn?
Yeah.
Stop talking to guys, Drew. How many times I got to tell you, guys are trouble on this show.
That's
Lynn, you're 22.
I am indeed. I have just...
When we started the show, there were no girls up there.
Sorry, what?
Quiet down.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. My cell phone's kind of messed up. I have a very dry vagina, basically.
Mm-hmm. Are you on birth control pill?
No, and I used to be, and nothing happened other than my boobs got bigger.
You need more excitement.
You know what? I go both ways, and nobody really, like, my girlfriend right now gets super, super wet if we're just even kissing.
You're a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a little, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little vibe.
Does that spoil, like, dryness?
Well, if she's got a little chaos in her veins.
She needs KY.
Are you chaotic?
No. I'm so stable, and I swear I don't have any, like, abuse in my history. I just like whoever. Like, I just feel like I love a lot of people. And, like, I've been in many relationships with guys and girls, and my last boyfriend I dated was right before this woman I've been with for a year, and that was, like, a year and a half. And even with him, like, that was, like, ridiculously painful because it would just... I mean, obviously, we started using lubrication.
So you've never had proper lubrication?
I never what?
You've never had proper lubrication.
No, I was using lubrication because I've always had a
problem.
No, you've never been wet.
You've never lubricated yourself.
World's dumbest callers. I'll pit them against any talk show. I'll put my callers up against any talk show.
So then you've never lubricated adequately, right?
Well, no, never.
Exactly.
No,
all right, relax.
Just say yes. So you've never lubricated properly. Never lubricated. Just say yes. Yes, when someone says something, you know, like when you pull your car into the mechanic's bay and you say the thing is pulling to the right, and he says, so your car's pulling to the right, you know what your job to do is?
Yes, that's what I said, pulling to the right.
Should she drink more water?
No, she's not going to lubricate. That's just her.
Okay.
That's just Lynn?
I'm not.
Lynn, relax. Just wait.
Relax.
Usually, in my experience, women that have that problem are, for instance, taking progesterone-predominant birth control pills, and they're maybe inadequately estrogenized. Are you having normal periods?
Yeah, they're kind of long, but they're not.
You're having normal periods. They're coming regularly. And you have any other medical problems?
None at all.
Are you on any other medication?
None at all.
All right, then this is just you.
So
you arouse normally, you have orgasm, that kind of thing?
I totally have orgasm, right. And yeah.
What do you need lubrication for when you're with a chick?
I don't know. It's just embarrassing.
Embarrassing not to have a geyser coming out of your vagina?
Well, don't you think? I mean, what would you think if you, like, went to, you know, go do something and this person's totally dry? It seems like they're not into you. And
right.
But if I was having intercourse with them, I would notice it. But if I was just doing oral sex on them, I don't think I would notice.
That's true. And there are lubricants.
Yeah.
Collecting.
Right.
There's all different kinds.
Well, what do you do? With a woman, it doesn't really matter as much, but with a guy, it's definitely a big deal.
What's your ethnicity?
Stupid.
White.
All right, but how come I just said 10 minutes ago, I said, well, you're with a woman, so what's the big deal with you not lubricating? And she said, oh, no, it's embarrassing. And then we went around the block three times, and then she said, oh, it's no big deal when I'm with a woman.
Well, it's both. I mean, it is embarrassing. It's very embarrassing because...
Why is it very embarrassing when you're with a woman?
Yes, it is.
Because she feels like she's not turning her on.
Hold on.
Why?
You just feel like you're inadequate.
Inadequate? What is she doing to you?
Why does she need that?
Well, she doesn't. It's me, you know?
I don't... What is so embarrassing about having something not present that's unnecessary in the act that you're engaging in?
I guess that it's like how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be really wet, and it's not.
It's not necessarily supposed to be really wet.
Now I want to ask Aunt Lynn a billion questions about
now. This is going to take 1,000 years.
Okay.
Lynn, you're not that wet. Your girlfriend's performing oral sex on you, right?
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not that big of a problem.
No.
At least you're having sex and...
She's not complaining, right? Not complaining.
Right, it's sort of like as big a problem as not sweating when you're playing hoop.
Exactly. It's the same exact thing.
But you expect people to sweat. It's like,
people think you're not trying hard.
You do, but you wouldn't be bothered if the guy you were guarding wasn't soaked through his shirt, would you? I mean, you'd be sort of okay with that.
That's like a gift almost.
He's kind of a cool customer.
Especially the way you carry on with him after the game. I mean, Adam.
Shut up. If she's giving her the finger or something like that.
It's a non-issue.
Right, it's not an issue.
But she's way more going on than she admits.
Of course. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 30?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, this is kind of complicated, and I'll try to make it simple. I used to do a lot of drugs when I was young, and about 2 months ago, I had an opportunity, and I took it to do crank. And it really screwed me up really bad. I ended up in the hospital. And I guess, Drew, I want to ask you, I told the doctor when I was there what I had done, and he said that I'd be fine. I was blacking out, basically. I mean, like, for hours. And then when I went to my clinic up here, I didn't tell.
All right, hold on. You got to turn that radio down.
It's a TV.
I don't have a radio on, honey.
TV.
No.
Honey, I want to talk to her. Come on.
She threw the honey line, Drew. She's throwing the honey line.
Am I going to get to talk to anybody tonight?
No. She was hurting.
Hold on. I didn't give her no chance. But she added the honey at the end.
Before you answer, just have her go turn the TV down.
What was on in the background, Jenny?
I'm sorry, you're right. And I call everybody that. I'm sorry.
And it was the radio, was it not?
No, it was TV. My TV. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
I apologize.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, anyway. So you have a long history of addiction. You got strung up.
But I hadn't for a long time. I'm talking like 8 years.
And you weren't doing anything. Weren't smoking pot, weren't drinking during that time.
No, I drank a little bit, but I've stopped that also.
Okay, so you've just been slipping and sliding for a while.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then finally got strung out on speed. Okay.
Okay, and it was like just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, I didn't tell the doctor up here what I'd done. They kind of narrowed it down to panic attacks because I didn't know what it was at first, you know. And I guess I want to know, is it ever going to go away?
What is it?
My panic, yeah. Is it whatever it did?
What is it? What is it you're having?
Panic.
Well, she said blackouts.
I guess what they're saying they are is panic attacks but what's weird about it is that when I am actually panicking or under a lot of stress, I don't get them. Maybe like when I'm kicked back, relaxing.
It's sort of the characteristic of panic attacks that come out of the blue.
And speed.
But speed will do that. Cocaine will do that. Cocaine is actually more characteristic than speed. It will trigger panic attacks. And
like, will it be lifelong?
It can be. Actually, pot can even do that, too, where you can get lifelong panic disorder just from actually relatively small exposures to pot.
It only afflicts lightweights, though.
Only lightweights, Adam, is right. But, so, yes, it's certainly possible. But I'm worried about much, much more here than just this, Jenny. That's sort of a small surface issue compared to the bigger issue of the addiction, whether or not you're actually having seizures, whether there's some neurobiological problems going on.
But they've tested everything they've done. That's why I didn't say anything, because I wanted them to test other things, because I was scared. Mm. But,
you had the EGs, had the MRIs.
I had the EG, the MRI. Okay. Well, I do go see the neurologist next
time. All right, well, now it's time to go back to them and say, look, I've had a long history of addiction.
Well, they know that I did prior to this. I didn't tell them.
Well, come clean, and now you know what happens. You know.
By the way, addicts who are not in recovery start having all kinds of symptoms.
You know what? I don't feel like I'm an addict, though. I feel like I just made
She messed up. She feels like she messed up.
What is an addict?
the rest of my family, and I realize that I have history.
All right.
Listen.
All right. So
I realize
define addict so we can tell whether you are or you aren't. What's an addict?
To me, an addict is somebody who necessarily doesn't have to do it every day, does a lot, affects their job, affects their family, you know.
Affects their health.
Okay, and their health.
And the family history. Oop, okay. There we are. That describes Jenny, doesn't it?
All right, but listen, Drew, you think someone who has a couple...
But at the same time, if you slip, you know, you can also, like, instead of making it the worst thing, the end of the world, you can learn from it and try not to do it again. And, well, it's a little growth.
That's the way addiction. It will always recur unless you do something about it.
Definitely. But if
so
you
this is her chance to do something about
it. Exactly. It's a good sign to do something.
If she wants to, yeah.
All right, well, time to make a move.
Yeah.
But Drew, you think someone has a slice of rum cake once a year is out of control, right?
Out of control. Oh, my God.
Everyone's an addict.
You're high now.
I am not. How dare you? Well, maybe a little.
You're something, though. What's up with you?
I had a glass of wine. Oh. Hey, come on, buddy. I was out celebrating.
Yeah.
It's somebody's birthday today. Gotta have a drink. Rosa?
My kid's birthday today.
It is?
Yes.
I think it's Jimmy's birthday today.
No. How weird is that?
Sort of medium weird.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Rosa?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Shifty, I wanted to say hi to you, and that ever since you guys had Dark Side out, that's when I first became a fan.
She doesn't sound
before the butterfly.
She's
50?
Yeah,
before.
Right
and,
on.
Like, I was at the record store when they played the video on the TV screens there, and, like, I was counting my money to get the record then, and ever since then, I've been such a fan, and you guys have been, like, such a big inspiration to me, and when Butterfly came out, people kept saying, oh, you know, they're such crap and all that other stuff, and I took so much criticism about it, but I was like, you guys are stupid,
nice.
You know, and...
Thank you very much.
You really know how to hand out a compliment.
Yeah, she does.
That's like the compliment I've got when you were 15, 16.
Thank you. Well, you're why we do this.
Yeah. Adam started dating a girl who said, all my friends said I'm crazy, but I picked you.
Yeah. Hopefully we're gonna prove everyone wrong, so...
You guys will, I know that for sure, and I remember I went to the Dragon Festival in 2001, and you were there on stage with Taproot, and it's, like, so long, I know you probably won't remember, but I was, like, in the front, and I was just so happy. Nobody knew who you were, but I was so happy, and people were, like,
huh? Shoveling out compliments.
Thank you.
And it's just like I never ever got a chance to meet you. And I think it was Stryker who said that you moved to Eagle Rock, and I live over in Glendale. And I was like, oh, he's so close. And I never ever got a chance to meet you. And I just felt so retarded, and it was so funny. But
you're fat.
Oh, Drew, please.
Right. I'm not fat.
No, right on. She's right on. Thank you.
Thanks, Rosa.
Yeah, and when I heard Dark Horse for the first time, I was like, you know, this is such a new sound. And I knew that there must have been...
Everyone else thought the song sucked, but I told them no.
She's got our back. We've got soldiers out there. Crazy Town is doing.
You've heard the new CD then.
Yeah, and good. I wanted to know, since it's kind of a new sound, what kind of inspirations you guys had.
I think The Roots and Cheap Trick and a lot of just, you know, we have a lot of
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like we make Crazy Town songs. It's definitely just Crazy Town music. And we try just to, you know, we're a bunch of little skateboarding, graffiti artists, breakdancing, you know, confused kids, and that's what our record is. It's a good time. There's a lot of good stuff on it.
Yeah, we're going to
hopefully people are going to feel it.
I think we should actually hear something off that. Rosa?
Yeah?
You've inspired me to play our first cut off
number
the
two?
CD.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good times, baby.
Yeah, you too.
Ooh, a giddy fan. It's got to be nice.
She's cool.
All right, the new CD is called Dark Horse, Crazy Town's band. The CD's coming out tomorrow, and the first one we're going to hear tonight is called Drowning.
Just hold the breath, not a minute left. How long have I been trying? to life. Looking at myself, trying to get things right. And I'm feeling just another breath, not a minute left. I feel the darkness lifting. It was a time that I questioned if I'd ever be alright. Running, getting high, staying trapped by sleepless nights. And I'm thinking just another breath, not a minute left. I feel there's something missing. I'm running from myself and all the things I don't like. Living every night like it's the last night. And I'm thinking just another breath, not a second left. I need to stop resisting. Sometimes I
New Crazy Town. We had to drop it off. Shifty is here. Dark Horse, name of the CD. And we will take a quick break. If you want to find out anything about the Crazy Town, by the way, you can just go to www.crazytown.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Crazy Town is in here tonight.
Yeah.
Brett and Seth and Shifty and Epic and Craig and Squirrel and Scooter are all
while we're gone
here tonight.
Too many names.
Sorry. Very sorry to be late.
That's all right. That's all right.
Some things never change, though.
Dark Horse is the name of the CD. We'll hear second song off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. And, again, if you want to find out anything about the band, and Anderson is in here now because now we're short of Mike. We got to figure this out. Anderson, you're getting the third one hooked up. Okay. Anderson's hooking up the third mic.
What happened to Anderson's hair?
What hasn't happened to Anderson's hair, I think would be the proper way of putting that, Drew. yeah.
Righteous indignation issued from Anderson.
Yeah, the if you want to find out anything about Crazy Town, you just go to www.crazytown.com.
And we're there all the time.
And we will get back to the phones now.
He said wait till he's all hooked up here.
Oh, Anderson.
Get back in there, so
we don't have all the mics on yet.
Mr. Lord.
All right. Yes. All right. Cheer. All right. Okay. The mic's hot here, Anderson. I know.
Sorry.
I'm going to be yelling out people's names. Oh, listen, they can stand this break. All right, this is good. Clear out of here, Lauren. Thank you.
We don't have functioning mics yet.
Oh, we don't have functioning mics?
Uh-uh.
That don't work.
Well, this one works
Brett
right
does.
Here.
Yeah, that's all we need to worry
talking
about.
To myself.
Oh, there we
this
go.
One works.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good. It was just the gates.
Now the screen's dead.
All right, you got to hit that wire back
total
there, Drew.
Chaos.
There we go.
All right, Squirrel, stay away from that.
Sorry.
Don't chew on that wire back there.
Dan, 20. Dan.
Yo.
What's up?
Well, first I'd like to say that Anderson rules.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, he has to get some Three Stooges stuff going. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Dan. Ask your question, please.
Well, this is going to sound really dark and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I'm really obsessed with, like, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And I just really would like to see our culture die off.
Whose culture?
Ours. American culture.
All right. And be replaced by what culture?
Yeah, what would you prefer?
I don't really care.
You don't care? What if you get a worse culture?
What is it that you don't like about it?
Well, I think that we're too obsessive with stupid stuff.
That's probably true.
Yeah, granted.
And I don't know.
Have you ever traveled the world?
No.
Travel the world.
Travel the world and then make an assessment.
Yeah, then, you know, you'll have a better idea.
Well, that's the thing. I think I like other cultures.
You don't know you haven't been there yet.
Based on what?
And by the way, you're free to go there instead.
Yeah, you can.
Let those of us that like this one kind of stay here.
I can't because...
Or we can stay here and try to make this one even better.
Why can't you leave, Dan?
It's up to us.
Because I don't know how.
Well...
yeah, you got these things called airplanes...
Yeah, but...
But when he's talking like, about Bin Laden, you don't want to talk about airplanes.
Right now, I'm living in the basement of my house.
Yeah. I can't figure out if this is a bogus call or Dan has some sort of impairment. Dan? You impaired in any way?
No, but I just don't know how to make a... I don't know how to move from, like, my basement to any place else.
In your mind, you got to start thinking more positive, I think.
I've always been dependent on other people because I have ADD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was in those programs, you know, for school.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to do everything for you.
You sound afraid right now.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
I'm crazy, and I could give you counseling. He's mad.
Dan.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. That was good. I like that. That was funny.
Dan, do you work?
No.
What do you do all day?
He thinks around. About the demise of the American culture.
Why don't you work?
Because it...
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Why don't you work?
Because I don't know how.
He's an idiot.
You don't know how?
We don't either.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You need a passion in life.
Or a hobby.
Or a hobby, something...
Anything you're interested in?
Besides Ben...
Bin Laden, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Girls?
Are you a big hit with the ladies, Dan? I'm guessing you are.
I don't really like girls.
You don't?
No, not really.
You like boys?
No.
You're just not... You're he doesn't just, like people. He's not at
he's
that
asexual,
point.
I'm
not
a people asexual. Person at all.
Right.
He
just doesn't like. What do you like?
You need to learn to like.
Figure
like,
out what it is you like and go for it. And don't let anybody tell you no. And you'll find that your days are a lot more positive and fulfilling.
And think about everything like four times before you actually do it.
Oh, and Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Dan.
You know how you said like earlier that like people with ADD can be like really addicted to stuff?
Yeah.
They have alcoholic parents?
Yep.
Is it possible to be addicted to food?
Yep.
Oh, okay, that's me then.
Are you a big guy, Dan?
I used to be like the fastest kid in my class and stuff, but I just love food a lot and I got really fat.
Now you're the slow kid in class, right?
All right, so they move you from center field to catcher. Big deal.
Dan, you need some help.
Okay, buddy. Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, you got to get some help for yourself, all right?
All right.
Can you do that, please?
Probably not.
Okay, then please never leave the basement in that case.
All right.
Okay. He's an idiot.
What? I don't know. What do you think Dan's problem was, Drew?
So he needs to know.
Severe. I mean, this is
depression.
Profound disconnect. You know, no attachment, no nothing. Just empty inside. And
yeah.
Where's that come from?
Profound abandonment, neglect. Profound.
That's from the doctors. That's
severe
the doctors.
Abuse. So you can ask him if he was left. He may have left that basement for forever. Ask him.
I'm scared to talk to Dan. Dan?
Yeah.
Where do you think your problems stem from?
Angerment.
You said you had alcoholic parents?
Angerment?
No, my parents are awesome. I love my parents to death.
Didn't you say they were alcoholic?
No, my dad was, but he got it together before I was born.
All right. Before you were born.
So what happened? Why aren't they getting you some help?
Because it's up to me now.
Why? You're living at home. You're their son. They couldn't direct you towards some help?
Well, I saw a therapist, you know.
Right.
But then he put me in the hospital, I don't trust him anymore.
Mm. Okay. Well, you need to trust these people a little bit and get yourself some help.
Are you supposed to be taking medication?
I'm on Paxil and Trazodone.
What diagnosis have they given you?
Manic depression.
Okay. Right. Anything else? No schizophrenia or anything?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Okay. Mm. Hey, but good times, right, Dan?
Yeah, I have my days.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Hey, right, listen, get out of that basement and get some therapy, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Get it together. It's fine. You're 20.
Go sit by the pool.
Yeah. All right, do it for me, Dan.
Turn up the music.
All right.
There's stuff to appreciate.
We'll send you out a windbreaker.
All right.
All right.
Still get the profound neglect.
The windbreaker, I think, helps, though.
The parents didn't add up in that one.
Yeah. Not enough windbreakers.
Can we get
anymore.
A windbreaker?
Adam's got them all.
Well, here's the thing. We have them here, but we got to send them out to you.
Okay. They're only for really depressed people.
Yeah. Mark, 19.
Mark, you're 19. What's up?
Well, actually, I have some questions about herpes for you guys. So I need to know if I have it or not, actually.
Go.
You do.
Can you get it from masturbating?
If you had it on your hand.
You had it on your hand?
Or yeah.
How do you get
it? What are the typical, symptoms of it?
Well, what you think you gave it to yourself?
How did your hand get it?
For masturbating, probably.
But you need would
you have so
have to be masturbating somebody else.
What is going on tonight?
I know I think it's veterans.
Guys?
It may be Veterans Day,
it's
but
crazy town. I blame them. I've
declared it night of the tards.
Doesn't a second party have to be involved or a really dirty sink?
It has to come in from somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't be the penis giving it to the hand.
It's
the hand giving it to the penis. Yeah.
Maybe he just rubbed himself raw and he's a little
of course,
freaked out. Well, good for him. He's getting some.
Mark?
Yeah.
Mark, I'm going to take a guess. Are you pre-med?
Am I what?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh?
But are you going to junior college or do you work in a warehouse?
I work. I don't work in a warehouse, so.
Where do you work?
Do you have sores?
I work at a theater.
Perfect. What kind of theater?
A movie theater.
Is it a porn theater?
I see. And you take tickets, or you hand out popcorn with the herpy hand, or what
I'm
do you
a
do?
Manager.
Manager.
Jesus Christ, anyone can manage one
the
of these theaters.
The herpy hand.
The herpy hand.
All right, Mark.
Mark, where do you think you would have picked that up?
I don't know. I've never had sex before, so I don't really know.
All right, see, you're not really going to...
You probably don't have herpes.
Yeah,
we're pretty sure you don't
Why
have
don't you describe what you do have, and I'll try to figure out what it is.
Well, when I urinate, sometimes it hurts, but that's about it.
That's your whole symptom?
Yeah. Right. I mean, what could that be?
Not herpes. That's guaranteed. Herpes is a skin rash.
Herpes
hey, hey, hey. Mark.
Yeah.
It's a skin rash. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a skin rash?
What kind of lotion are you using?
I don't use lotion.
He uses imitation butter flavor.
Right. Something is... Something is causing your urethra to be irritated, whether it's a urinary tract infection or just some sort of chemical irritation like the Crazy Town guys are suggesting. It's nothing to worry about. Any doctor can take care of it. It's common as can be. It's no big deal.
All right. Let's talk to a girl. Let's find someone sane. Karen?
Let's take the guys off the board here, shall we?
Yeah. Hey, I've been saying for months now we should stop talking
only
to men on this show.
Only women for the next hour.
Thank you.
For the next millennium.
Karen?
Yes?
You're 21.
Wait a minute, I take that back.
No men and no women from this point on.
Sorry.
Only hermaphrodites.
Sorry.
Eunuchs.
This is
okay.
It's not phone sex.
All right, Karen, we appreciate your spirit, though. Get it together.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
I gave my number to this guy, and he...
You're 21.
Yeah. And he called me, and he asked me out on a date.
Great.
I told him, yeah.
That's great.
But now I don't want to go anymore. And I don't know how to tell him no.
Why don't you want to go?
Because,
he's an idiot.
It's going to be my first time, going out on a date.
Karen, you're 21. It's time to...
Time to date.
Get your feet wet, so to speak. It really is.
I know, but I want...
No. We will not accept no.
You need to go out and
you
get wet.
You already said yes.
You're going. You got to listen.
At least once.
Oh, Karen.
But I'm expecting him to call again.
Yeah, and set it up another date. And Adam will send you a windbreaker.
Yeah, and that'll make you feel really good about yourself.
You feel great about everything.
I'm just going to send you the wind.
Which, I know, it's very exciting.
It's me farting into an envelope.
Yes, no doubt.
Blowing in your ear.
But listen, Karen, it's time. Come on.
Wait a second. Karen, you're 21 years old.
Yeah.
You've never been on a date?
No.
You ever kissed a guy?
When I was, 7.
Oh, my God.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, so, and,
late bloomer.
Why are you so freaked out about society being social?
I'm not sure.
Well, here's the deal. If you can't pull this off, I'm going to recommend you see a psychiatrist for evaluation for social phobia. Because if you're so paralyzed that you can't, Listen, I know. No, God, not that. You're so paralyzed, you can't engage in basic... I blame you now.
It's easier to go on the
date. I blame Adam.
It's Veterans Day.
Not only is it easier, it's better. You're overcoming some block that you have. You're taking matters in your own hand. You're doing just something natural and normal.
Let's think about this guy for a second.
We need to hook them up together.
Where did you meet the guy?
No, Darren, the last caller.
In college. I was just sitting on a bench staring at the people walking by.
Right.
I guess I stared at him too long. And I was staring because I didn't have my glasses on and I can't tell if people are looking back at me. So I was just staring. And then he passed by, then he came back again. And you could tell he had taken off his watch, right? Because there were like big dents on his arm where his watch had been.
Sure, watch dents.
Yeah. And so like he goes, "Do you have the time?" And I go, "No, I don't." And
she's making
just peeping out his game.
His game. He did the watch game.
He's an idiot.
And hold on a second.
What's this music?
Anderson, stop playing that "he's an idiot" drop, would you please? Jesus Christ, there are four times in the last 4 minutes.
Karen, you're a perfectly good conversationalist. Right, do you feel comfortable talking to us here?
She's no Merv Griffin. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, thanks. Now she's
Jesus
definitely.
Jesus Christ.
That's a nice bit of build of her confidence.
She's ready for a date, though.
Thank
Let's
you,
get
Adam.
Serious, Drew.
I didn't say she should have a radio show. I said she's not talking to us.
I don't think
to
too many guys would mind if she didn't say much at all on the date anyway.
Not only that, she is fine.
I'm attracted to him.
You're not attracted to him.
All
the better.
Say no.
No. All the better. Because then it won't be so imperative to you that the date go well.
That's true.
Go out.
Beauty's only skin.
Get a little skill here. With sitting down with somebody who was of the opposite sex and
you get
just
a free ticket.
Practice going on a date with someone you're not attracted
to.
That's
perfect.
It's a dry run.
Then you don't get caught up in the feelings and it won't be, you know,
drama,
a dramatic thing.
Then when you really like somebody, you'll be like, "I've done this before."
You'll have some skill with it. Otherwise, you need an evaluation because you're so overwhelmed that you can't function normally in a routine social
Karen,
setting.
Karen, are you morbidly obese? Anything wrong with you?
No.
Anything weird happened?
Like the guy took off his watch. It's probably cute.
Hold on, what?
You
what
saw your father die in front of you or something weird? What happened?
Some stuff. I don't want to say it because last time I was recognized on the air.
So you've called before.
You're like molested or something?
Something.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, therapy, baby.
I go to therapy.
Keep going.
Okay.
All right, but you gotta go on a date once in a while.
Well, I wanted to go out on a date with someone that I already knew. So, because it's going to be my first time and I wanted, like, it would be kind of special.
All right, that's fine. Just go out. Please, everybody, here's the deal.
Get over it.
Let me just say this very quickly.
Help.
It's important to look around, check out society, and even if you feel like the most insane person in the world, go out and try to do what society's doing on occasion. You see people eating using forks and spoons, you use a fork and spoon. You may feel like eating with your hands, but look around, see what other people are doing. See someone going on a date. Go out on a date. Just, I know we all have our phobias, we all have our difficulties, we all have our problems, and many of us have had difficulties in the past, all sorts of horrible atrocities that lead to the trouble of today. But at a certain point, you just have to start pretending like you're sane and just go out and sort of act like it.
Treat it
like an acting role.
Right.
You're playing the role of a sane person. And action. All right.
Every day when you wake up, I want to hear those words.
And
go.
Action. Crazy Town here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Doc Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Crazy Town is in here tonight. Shifty Squirrel and Epic.
Yes, sir.
And the name of the CD is called Dark Horse. That is out tomorrow.
We are
Tuesday,
the Dark Horse.
The 12th.
That's right.
The least...
Oh, where's my mic?
There we go.
There you
go. The least anticipated record of the year.
Yep.
Dark Horse.
Very low expectations.
The album you haven't been waiting for.
We will hear something else off.
Bludgeon you with another song.
In the 11 o'clock hour, yes. All right. We're going to talk to more nut jobs. Frankie?
Only women for the next half hour, all right?
You're 18. All good. Right. What's up?
Well, I have a really good question for you guys.
All right.
I've been with my boyfriend for close to 7 months, and I'm not really getting what I want out of the relationship. And at a Halloween party, I met a guy that I really like, and he's just total gentleman, and he's kind of a virgin, which is a really good turn on. Mm. And I haven't broken up with my boyfriend because I have respect for him and I don't want to break up with him when he's like out to sea.
Is that where he is now?
Yeah.
You haven't given us that piece of the story. Where is he?
He's in San Diego.
Is that abroad?
He's by the sea.
He's working.
He's far enough away that he's gone.
You understand San Diego is a landmass, though, right?
Yeah.
But he's stationed in San Diego.
Right.
No, he's stationed up here, and they do little train things out on the ship that he's on right now.
Oh yeah, they're down there by the Legoland all that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
I've been with him for a while, and I want to break up with him.
Yeah.
So when would be a good time when he comes back to break up with him?
As soon as possible.
Yeah,
it's never a good time. It's always going to be hard, but you got to do what you really want to do.
How long has he been out for? When's he coming back? How long is he going to be home for?
He's been out for about 2 months right now, and he has, like, no idea that I want to break up with him because...
When's he coming back?
Hold on. If he's been out for 10 months and you've been going out for 7 months...
2 months.
Two months. Okay.
When's he coming back?
December.
And how long is he going to be home for?
A month.
You should wait and see how you feel when he gets back.
Yeah. And this other guy's a virgin. She's not going to sleep with him, probably.
No, but that's a really good change in pace of a relationship where I don't have to feel like...
So be this other guy's friend.
Wait. You don't have to feel like what?
Well, I don't feel like I have to have sex with him. Like,
well, any 8-year-old male you have a relationship with is going to be pushing down that path.
Not the beginning of a relationship.
Right.
Is that why you like him? Is that why you think it's kind of... You like the fact that he's a virgin because you don't think sex is going to be a pressing issue?
Oh, no. I love sex. I don't mind it. But
yeah,
it's just that he respects me and he likes me for who I am.
Yeah, you talked to him at a Halloween party. He was dressed like Count Chocula. You were drunk. You spoke for 8 minutes through a mask and you've built quite a fantasy around this guy.
Where's my bourbon?
Gentlemen.
Look, break up with the guy right now.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Right.
That's the bottom line.
If you respect him, that's what you got. That's respect. It's being real with somebody.
Yeah. And that way, if it's meant to be, then you might get back together.
Are you living with him?
No.
Okay, listen. Let's put this to a vote here. I say if you're 18 and you're not living with a guy and you've been together under a year and he's not going to be around for another month or so.
He's out to sea.
Call him up and break up with him because he'd probably like to know it. So he can go home. He can go to Tijuana and get laid.
He might have fun out there.
He'll have a bunch of buddies that'll support him.
Yeah.
It's better that he'll deal with this now than during a horrific trip home when he's off balance and disappointed.
Yeah, all you need is this guy coming through the door the Old Spice Man.
With
a boner and a gunny sack and a bunch of flowers stuffed in his penis like a vase.
Yeah.
Bust up now.
By the way, listen. First of all, she was actually only with him 5 months before he left. Relationships at this age often don't last for long, and they certainly don't survive distances. It's just not realistic.
It's similar to when we go on tour and we have fresh relationships and they get destroyed.
And usually people don't break up when they should.
At 18, you don't know when.
Yeah, they don't know when to break up. Right. They never break up when
you should. So Adam will decide when. When, Adam?
Now. And action.
Okay.
Exactly. Right now.
There we go.
Call him up. Do it.
Act as if you were skilled at this.
That's right. Shannon?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes. How are you guys tonight?
We're good. What's up with you?
I broke up with he broke up with me in May when I was in college still. Mm-hmm. And then he came and visited me up at college, and we had sex for the last time. We'd been broken up for like 2 months, right? And then about 2 months later, I found out I was pregnant, but I had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been calling me a lot, and...
He's not your boyfriend.
No. God, thank God, no.
He's an idiot.
Right.
So what I want to know is, do I have to tell him? Because I don't really think it's a pressing issue.
He had a miscarriage?
He had a miscarriage, don't even
tell them. Yeah, because I don't know if I just want to tell him the truth.
No.
Why would you tell him? What would the goal be? What are you trying to do?
Well, see, that's what I don't know. I mean... Sometimes I think, well, if he would like to know, but then I think,
why?
No, it would just hurt someone to know that.
It'd be one thing if the baby was alive.
So then what's your goal? Maybe it's to teach him he should be more careful with his birth control practices. If that's the goal, There's something to be said for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Say, hey,
no,
dude, you should.
That's not the goal.
Well, the goal is.
Are you into him? Are you trying to say, look at what I've been through since I've been with you? Or what do you.
No, I'm not.
Then forget it.
Then keep
it. Keep it to yourself. But,
yeah, you can feel good about it.
Why are you holding the only responsibility for the birth control?
Why was I? Because we had a 3-year relationship, and I was the one who took the pills, and he didn't have a condom because we were both virgins.
Fine. She's angry. Shannon, you're angry at him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She resents him, Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Not anymore, not really.
Yes, you do.
Enough.
Well, I'm angry at him right now because he keeps calling. And my second question is, I ask him not to call, and he calls from, like, his girlfriend's house that he's with now.
But you're not angry.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, well, I want to tell her that I'm still in love with you.
All right, here's the problem, Shannon. You should be angry with him. Why aren't you angry with his dick?
She is angry.
That's why she wants to tell him this to him.
Find a more direct way to get rid of him than using this miscarriage thing. Just get rid of him.
Yeah. She is rid of him. Just no more talking to him.
Just hang up.
About the miscarriage.
Hang
don't
up
tell about it.
Don't waste your energy.
Boom, hang up.
Yeah. Everyone's angry. It's just when I say you're angry, they go, no.
Yeah.
It's part of their anger. Crazy Town in the studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Crazy Town is in our studio tonight. Shifty Epic and Squirrel are all here. Dark Horse, name of the CD. We'll hear something else off the new CD, which comes out tomorrow in probably about 10 or 12 minutes or so.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone.
There's a line right now, actually, outside of town.
My house.
Yeah?
The record comes out tomorrow. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, no, I know how.
The lines, yeah.
Hey, before we go, let me mention something here. There's a British study just came out. It was on Yahoo showing that cannabis cigarettes, pot, contains 50% more carcinogens than tobacco. 3 cannabis joints cause the same damage to the lining of the airways as 20 cigarettes.
That's why we use...
one joint?
3 joints, 20
that
cigarettes.
That sounds like some yellow journalism to me.
Yeah, and that's why we use the what do we call it?
The water pipe?
The other thing.
Oh,
the bong?
No. We got this thing. Oh, yes. Now they're vaporizers.
It's a vapor
machine.
Yeah,
now you don't actually burn it.
That's actually would reduce the cancer stuff.
Right.
And
okay.
The chronic bronchitis.
Is it like the smokeless?
Yeah. We invested
it's
in
it. It's the smokeless. Basically,
people are trying to do that with tobacco now, too.
Shut up, Drew. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead. Not everyone at once. That's all I'm saying.
It's like a heat gun, and it heats up the marijuana to a point where the THC comes off in a smoke form, but it's not burning.
It's not hard enough to burn the leaf.
So you can basically smoke it and then resell it.
You get like the vapors.
Right, and then it turns into this brown mulch after you're done.
Nice.
That's what they want to do with tobacco now, too, so people won't get so much of the damaging effect.
Right, vapor it.
Yeah. But how do you heat up the cigarette?
They're going to come up with ways to vaporize it.
Yeah. It's, you know, stoner technology.
And then when you exhale, what comes out?
A very good taste.
A very good taste and a thin, light mist.
Well, what I find interesting about
it. And you could smell it.
Feel it and
don't cough.
If I walked in a room where you guys were vaporing, would I go, oh, my God, someone's
smell a little different.
It would smell like vegetables.
It would smell like Christmas time in Queens.
But if you knew what that smell was, it would be an intense smell.
Yeah.
Or a very faint scent.
Yeah, it can make bad weed taste or smell really good.
Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay, too.
I'm just saying, if you guys are toking out using the vapor bong, and Mom comes walking in the room, is she going to be hip to what was going on in there?
Yes, there's just as much smell.
All right, there you go.
Just as much. All right. Good times.
We need to come up with a name for that.
See, but
Vapobong is getting close.
The vaporizer.
Yeah. But technically, could you do this in places? I mean, there's smokeless places.
No, you need power.
You need you need an outlet.
They're going to have smokeless coffee shops in Amsterdam, I think.
They do. All right, so you need to plug it into some AC, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's really just like a soldering iron.
Yeah, exactly.
Sandy?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yeah. Hi, you guys. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. I've been listening to you since I was 14.
Wow.
Old school.
Well,
how old are you now?
20.
I'm 20. Yeah. Well, my question is, I had sex about 2 years ago. Mm. I went and did my pap smear last year, and everything came out fine. I went again this year, and but it turns out that I have HPV.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if it's possible for it to just have been, I mean, not there, or could I have gotten it somehow, or...
No, you had it before, just wasn't any evidence of it on the last pap smear, the first pap smear.
So that is possible?
No, it's possible to have been missed or to not create the kind of... They may not have been looking for it. It may not have had the evidence there that we normally look for. And then it evolved.
Yeah, because they're telling me now that it's up to...
All right, hold on. She's talking about warts. I always tell Drew to
HPV.
Say that. Drew talks when he's not supposed to talk, but then when he needs to talk, he doesn't say anything.
The wart virus, HPV.
Right. And now they're telling me that it's up to, like, level 3 or something. It turns out I have to have... a colposcopy.
Right. But so now you're having abnormal cells created by the wart virus.
Right, which is why they say they found it.
Right, which is why they started looking for it. They saw the abnormal cells. That means you have the HPV, and they found it. And now you're going to have to get very, very regular pap smears and frequent colposcopies.
Like every 3 months, I think.
And frequent colposcopies if they see any certain kinds of abnormal
cells. What's a colposcopy?
It's basically a microscope on the cervix, a big telescope.
Right, so they have to take a sample of the wart. Because they think there's one on the cervix.
And they'll if they see it, they'll take it all off. Again, it's completely curable at this stage, but you have to be surveyed very regularly because it can get away and become real serious.
Why 2 years in between sex or since sex?
Well, that's another thing. You see, ever since I found this out, I'm even more disgusted by sex now and by men.
She was disgusted to begin with.
Right.
Okay, so why 2 years between? Because you're disgusted, because you're even more disgusted?
Well, now she's even more disgusted, right?
Well, yeah, I just want nothing to do with men now. I mean...
I know, but you didn't want anything to do with men for the last 2 years before you knew about
right.
it.
Right.
Why?
Well, no one can answer. What
I know. Stop, Adam. Don't do that.
But not all men are dirty. She just had some bad luck. And
I'm sorry, I go to junior college.
No. That explains it all.
Yeah.
But so why were you disgusted by men before you discovered this problem?
To tell you the truth, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just something that I don't really like talking to men.
Yeah.
I like their companionship, but the whole fact that the whole having sex issue, it's an issue for me.
Your dad never did anything weird to you?
No, actually my godfather and his friend did, though.
What'd they do to you?
Well, mostly just felt up on me.
Wow.
When you were how old?
I was maybe 3 or 4.
Well,
that's wrong.
That's in the godfather's handbook,
and then
by the way.
You
have certain privileges.
I was also raised at the age of... So what, 17?
You're raped at 17?
All right. That may be where the war virus came from.
Yeah.
Sandy, maybe that's the reason why.
You got some issues.
Bingo.
Okay. And maybe not all men are like your godfather or like the rapist. However, you'll sure tend to attract that type, and you'll tend to sort of gravitate to that
type.
Well,
that's the other thing. I'm talking to a guy who's really decent right now. I actually like him, but since I found this out, I've been avoiding him, and I know it's wrong. I mean,
well, how many of your friends out there, junior college, you figure has this HPV?
Well, like I said, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, so I figure maybe 50%.
That's about right.
Junior college, over 100%.
Yeah, I've
done some studies.
Once you get to USC, it's maybe 25%.
No, USC drops down in the 80s.
Oh.
Drew went there. He spread it around pretty good before he left.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah, right on. Good times.
Yeah.
Hey, Sandy, get yourself a little therapy for all the raping and molesting that went on.
I don't have medical insurance.
Therapist.
You're in a college. They should have mental health services there, even at the junior college. And certainly when you go to 4-year, there will be tons of mental health services available to you.
And use protection, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always use protection, but...
Well, it was a rape.
Oh, it was a rape. Well,
you know. Well, you think that's right. Oh, I guess, yeah.
That's where it came from.
Okay. Yeah. Sandy, please get some therapy. You understand? You can't go through life this way.
I don't have any kids.
Yeah, not for a while.
Not for a while. Yeah.
And where's your godfather and stepfather?
It's not my stepfather. It was my father's friend, neighbor. Well, I don't see them anymore.
But where are they? We want to know
their
burning.
We want to know their address.
We want to know they're burning in hell.
We want to make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, I sure hope they are.
Come here and give me a hug.
All right, baby.
Carl, get him either way.
Just so you know, one of them had a mullet.
Perfect.
Exactly.
You know what? I could have told you that.
The wrath of karma will kill.
Absolutely.
All right, Sandy.
Trust
take
me.
Care. But get some therapy, please.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a great instincts as a father when you decide to make someone the godfather of your
neighbor.
Child. And then him and his buddy have a lick at the daughter.
A lick?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, is that just sort of bad instincts as a parent?
Yeah.
You're probably picking the wrong folks to, imagine.
I can't even go there.
Amber?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
Oh, what happened to you?
Sorry, my voice. Everyone says makes fun of me for my voice. It's okay.
Well, it's like a 2-year-old.
Did your godfather got to you?
No.
Did your babysitter get you when you were 2 or something? What happened when you were 2?
Nothing.
No. What happened?
Nothing. I was perfectly fine. This is my voice, and everyone makes fun of me for it.
No, we like your voice.
No, no, no. The way women get this is oftentimes there's an arrest when they were abused at a certain age, and they sound like that age when the abuse occurred.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And this is sort of like 2.
We could use that.
Anything happen?
Not as I know. I can talk to my parents. I don't know anything.
Were you, Asian woman, too, though.
Were you taken away from your parents or anything for a period of time or anything like that?
Was I what?
Taken away from them for a period of time or anything?
When I was older.
What happened?
I ran away when I was 15. I've been on my own.
All right. So. Why'd you run away when you were 15?
Because my mom wasn't a very good mom.
What did she do?
She just didn't have morals, and she had no rules, and I kind of wanted that.
What else did she do?
She drank a lot.
Okay. Did she ever abuse you or hit you or anything like that?
Her boyfriends did, but
her boyfriends hit you. And your boyfriends ever touch you sexually or anything?
Oh,
like
no,
that?
No.
But they just hit you?
Yeah.
Okay. When did that start?
I don't know. Probably when I was about 10.
And then anything happened before that was sort of traumatic as well?
No, not as I know of.
Okay, well, having an alcoholic mom with abusive boyfriends around, that's a huge trauma by itself, right?
Yeah.
But we would speculate that even more has happened here. It doesn't quite fill it. Does it fill it up for you, Adam?
My sack's about 3/4 full.
3/4, yeah. It's about halfway there.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Do the alphabet for us, Amber.
No, that's okay.
Come on, do them.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K.
You can do voiceovers.
Yeah.
M, N, O, P, Q, R, H,
T, okay.
V.
All right.
Got the idea.
All right. So what's the question, baby?
Okay, I've been dating this guy for about a year and a half now, and I don't know. We started having sex about 9-10 months ago, and I really like it. I like having sex, and...
Good for you.
I want it, like, more than once a day, but he doesn't.
Here. Anderson, relax over there.
Okay, and I wanted to know what could I do or what can he do to, like, want that more than once a day.
How many times a day do you need it?
I don't know.
How long have you been having sex?
More than once. How much can you take?
I don't know. Is there, like, I don't know, maybe once every three months, he will, like, you know, he'll be like, okay, we can do it more than once, kind of like as a treat. Because I really want it. I'm like, oh, let's do it again. And he's like, oh, no.
Otherwise, you're doing it every day.
What?
You're doing it every day?
Oh, I don't see him every day.
How often do you see him?
Maybe about 3 times a week.
Okay. So she's making up for lost time, right?
But you do it every time you see him.
Probably about 2 to 3 times every time I see him.
Now we're confused again. You see him. You see him 3 times a week.
Yeah, but and each twice a week I get it.
I see. Okay, yeah. two out of the three times. You see him.
Yeah.
And he'll only do it once. So it's really twice a week we're talking about here, and that's not your rhythm.
A lot of guys feel like that.
Yeah,
twice a week is a pretty common rhythm for guys.
That's just like oil and water. You like one thing, and you know maybe he'll pick it up if you talk to him.
If you had more of a relationship, maybe where you saw each other more often, maybe it would be like a regular thing.
Or he might not have the stamina for you. He might not.
Well, wait a second. If on the third day when you say I want sex, what does he say?
He was, oh, we don't have time, or, you know, I'm just like, you know, we can fit it in. We can do it, you know, now.
Right. We can fit it.
And maybe he's spooked a little bit. How old is he?
He's 18.
Oh, that's...
What's he do?
He just now got laid off, and he cleaned RVs.
He cleaned RVs?
Yeah.
Cleaned the septic tank out when they returned it to the rental place?
I don't think that...
I know you don't want to go there, but that's where I go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Immediately.
So listen, Amber.
Yes.
It seems like 2 out of the 3 times that you see the guy, you're having sex with him.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not quite good enough for you, but it seems like 2 out of 3.
You're getting some sex.
Do you masturbate at all?
Do I?
You masturbate?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
I think you should, maybe.
Yeah, you might need...
I'm gonna help you experiment.
Why don't you masturbate?
I don't. I kind of feel like maybe it's a little disrespecting my body. I know that sounds weird.
Yes, it sounds weird.
Because I don't know. I don't.
It's very natural.
It's very healthy.
And it's very good.
We're doing it right now.
What about this sexual pummeling he gives you twice a week? That's no disrespect?
See, that's why I said it sounds weird. That I want it more than once a day, you know?
Yeah.
She likes her hair.
You need to explore your body.
Yeah. And Amber, there's definitely some issues floating around here.
But there's worse problems than having a, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting just sort of the general needy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to be satisfied with any guy. She's got a lot of weird issues floating around. Alcoholic mom and an abusive boyfriend thing and running away at 15. And I hate to end every single call with this, but maybe therapy.
Hmm. And a windbreaker.
And we'll send you out a windbreaker.
Instead of therapy, let's send Adam.
Yes.
Instead of the therapy, it's getting so sort of mundane. It's
empty. Right, right.
Let's send a windbreaker with a message on it. You need therapy. Or I take therapy twice a week.
Right.
And then they feel like they'll have to fulfill it if they're going to wear the
right.
Okay.
See?
And
talk to your friends. You know what I mean? Talk to people around you that you trust.
Have you ever noticed that you could break the word therapist down into the rapist?
I always thought that's what it was.
Yeah. I didn't even hear what that first word was. I know many of them. I thought it was the rapist.
The rapist. That's where we come in.
Sure, that's great. You got to keep up. You got to do a CD.
I'm telling you.
All right. CD's nuts.
Speaking of CDs... How about that crazy town, everybody? Dark Horse, tell you what, coming out tomorrow.
Get them while they're hot.
We're going to hear something off that CD right now, and this one is called, yeah?
Features Rivers Cuomo from Weezer doing a guitar solo on it. Thank you, Rivers.
On Hurt You So Bad. Crazy town, everybody. All right, I smell hit on that one. That's a hit.
From your lips to God's ears.
It's true. From my lips to God's what? Said ear, right?
Yeah, that's
that would have been weird.
From your imagine, lips to God's beard.
Imagine doing that to God.
Licking his beard?
I mean, you know, going down on him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a rim job or something.
Well, maybe that. You know,
that's for Kyle.
It'd be worth it. You'd probably get like a Ferrari or something out of it, but it'd still be kind of weird.
Oh, boy.
Crazy town in here tonight. That is the new CD, Dark Horse, and it's coming out tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow. Everybody. Stores everywhere.
I think we should take a break.
We'll trickle in a few guys coming up, too. All right? You ready for that?
Yeah, we got a couple guys coming through. They better...
Yeah. They better get it together,
right,
though.
Tara,
tired of talking to guys.
Two guys max up there.
Intelligent-sounding ones.
Guys. Here's what I'd like guys that were semi-sane, and I'd like women who were only sort of casually abused.
Right.
Not sort of wholesale. Emotionally
something
destroyed.
we might be able to fix in a phone call.
We want a challenge too. Right.
No.
We don't want the obvious abuse. We want
No. I'll tell you what I'm looking for now.
Right.
I'm a guy with this show. It's like I'm a batter who's been struggling at the plate. I'm in a serious slump. I've not been able to get the ball out of the infield the last 10 times I played. I'm looking for a nice underhand softball pitch that I can double off the wall. Right. See what I'm saying?
Feel like we helped somebody for the evening. Right,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you
okay?
Had a batting practice.
No
you,
challenge.
You helped us.
We want to help somebody sleep tonight.
All right, but okay. But maybe that was my double.
Drew always wants a challenge. You want the challenge.
He doesn't care.
He specializes in the challenge.
Crazy town here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Shifty and Epic are in the studio tonight.
The squirrel is digging for nuts somewhere.
He'll sure come stumbling
there
in.
There he is.
There he is. Squirrel love.
Well, Zeke of the squirrel. Crazy Town is in the studio tonight. Dark Horse, name of the CD, out tomorrow.
Tuesday, November 12th.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to Lorenzo's Pizza in Brentwood.
Best damn pizza in the Brentwood area.
And L.A.
That's right.
And the Dirty Unit and KB.
Shelly?
Hi, Adam.
You're 19?
Yeah, I wanted to, first of all, wish Drew's kids a happy birthday.
God bless you.
And second of all, Adam, did you ever build Paulina that treehouse?
Oh,
no. Drew's daughter.
The heated sofa in there.
Yeah, I never did build the treehouse, but I told Drew to take would you shut up, take some pictures of the area I wanted and get it to my people, and he never did. He never
I brought it in, but you didn't like the pictures I took.
Right.
Remember?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Drew?
Yeah, Shelly.
I'm looking forward to hitting the slopes with you in Whistler.
We're being up there the week between Christmas and New Year.
I know. I was wondering if I could speak to you off the air about, like, hooking that up.
I'm not hooking
what?
I don't know if you're talking about skiing or punching Asians. What are you talking about when you say hitting the slopes?
Skiing with Drew.
What's that again? I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to...
Oh, okay. That was not a racial slur.
She's from Vancouver.
I understand now.
there's
it didn't sound right, but right. I just wanted just to clear it up.
No, I love the Asians.
Okay, yeah, me too. Great skiers, too.
Very smooth lines. Cool skis.
Yeah. So what's up there, Shelly?
That's it? Happy birthday.
All right.
Hold on.
Good time, so, baby, right?
And I think you're a genius.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I guess genius is Adam. You're a genius.
Thanks.
Drew, you're also a genius.
Thank you, Shelly.
Let me explain
something.
Listen
carefully. I like that. She got all down, the heated sofa and everything.
But here's what I say. If everyone's a genius, then no one's a genius. Do you see what I'm saying?
What's wrong with the world?
We can't all. I mean, the five of us could be geniuses.
We could be. I think it could be. This could be that magical.
Probably not, but we can roll with it.
Magical moment.
We can roll with it, at least for the show.
Janet?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
This is the deal. I met my boyfriend about 2.5 years ago, and I met his parents, and I thought they were the coolest parents, right? Because his dad would buy us stuff and hang out with us, take me to the clubs when I was younger.
That's not exactly a good sign.
Now,
what kind of stuff?
Once I graduated high school, I was like, screw that, I'm not doing that anymore. Got my life together. But now the problem is, when I met him about 2.5 years ago is when his dad started cheating on his mom.
Your boyfriend?
My boyfriend's father.
Uh-huh.
And, since then, he's left her about 1.5 years ago for his girlfriend who's 20, just turned 25.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom and I are really close, so I kind of get stuck in the middle of things.
And I'm not sure what to do because, I mean, it's his father. I don't want them not to have a relationship, but all he does is make empty promises and doesn't keep them, and then it affects my
boyfriend. What do you mean empty promises?
Well, I mean,
and
like,
you're saying he doesn't keep his empty promises?
I mean, he makes some empty, like, he'll say what he's going to do for him, and then he won't do it, and then he gets upset. And I don't know why over the last 2.5 years he's been doing this. Like, it still affects him, and he's still...
Well, okay, his dad is sort of an adolescent. Right.
And sometimes he intends to do things and probably can't pull him off, and then he's kind of doing that.
And then he calls me, and his father calls me and threatens to come to my house and tell my parents all the stuff I did when I was younger and how much I lied to them, and he's always threatening me to come over and do something about it.
This guy is a colossal...
You know, and then he...
A-hole.
Mom, I told her to get a restraining order against the father because he calls her every day. She's got a 13-year-old daughter who he does the same thing to. Well, 8 months, every weekend, he told her he'd pick her up.
Is he a drug addict?
He must be high.
No, yeah. He knows what he's doing.
He has to be on drugs.
I don't know what he does for a living. He borrows money from people. He has a really bad reputation.
But when he calls you...
He borrows money from people.
Do you think I might know him.
You think he's loaded when he calls you?
I don't know what he's doing. You never know with him. And the thing is, he's...
No, but you can't tell...
When you first meet him, you would fall in love with him because of the way he talks to you. Because he's...
Well, that's the call to sociopath.
No, I don't.
Slick tongue.
Issues.
Yeah,
I don't
we
know
get
what to
that.
Do about it anymore. You know, it's like, I just feel like the end of me and my boyfriend is going to be his father.
Okay, why don't you tell your boyfriend... First off, could your boyfriend kick his ass in a pinch?
No.
No?
Probably not.
Why not?
That guy's 45 years old and loaded, right?
Yeah, my boyfriend's kind of skinny and little. I don't know what could happen.
All right, but he could stab him or something,
oh,
right?
Definitely.
Put a shiv in him, no problem,
you know,
right?
Gun under his bed if he pulls that out, sick. Sure, no problem.
Well, what I'm saying is can your boyfriend talk to his father and say, hey, stop calling and threatening my girlfriend?
He doesn't listen to him. He's tried talking to him about bothering me and bothering his mom. And he promises, like I said, he's very manipulative.
He's a sociopath.
No, okay, Janet.
You bring the force of God to
Janet, you got to start recording your phone calls.
Yep.
You understand?
You got to call the police. You got your restraining orders.
It's almost impossible to find him. He doesn't use a social. He doesn't work.
Janet, you got to start building. Janet, start building the case.
There's a spy shop up on Sunset.
Here's your choices. Roll over and just let him just have his way with you. Or begin creating structure.
Mm-hmm. Screen the ballot.
Start building the case. Change the numbers. Right. Get a training order.
Hold on a second. Do you have like caller ID on your phone?
On my cell phone, I do.
But not on your home phone.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead and get it.
Why don't you go ahead and get it?
Is that good enough to call the police and just say, look, he's been calling me?
No,
you can
not
get
yet.
The call logs, can't you?
Here's what you need to do. You need to record the phone calls.
But I thought it doesn't count unless you tell them you're recording and all that kind of stuff.
No,
you're not
going
to go to court.
Tell them that.
You're not going to court.
You're not
going to
broadcast it on Crank Acres or something.
Well, listen, why does he have your cell phone number?
He got it from Chris's mom, my boyfriend's mom.
He's a sociopath.
I can't change
why did
it.
She,
I use for my whole life. I mean, I don't feel
Why did she give him your cell phone?
He's around her house.
He snoops around and finds your cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Okay,
he's the guy that's gonna.
I can't believe this.
Explode.
He has too much. He has too much control over all of you.
It's all like she needs a new boyfriend to beat the crap out of this guy.
Yeah.
And how great
does he have any big friends?
What's that?
Does your boyfriend have any big friends?
Yeah, but they're not gonna go out.
All right. Shut up. How great a guy can your boyfriend be if he comes from this idiot?
I'm sorry, what?
How great a guy is your boyfriend?
He's a very great guy.
Really?
Takes care of his mom because his father left, takes care of himself.
Okay, your boyfriend needs to stand up to his dad.
That's the problem. I don't know how to get him to do that.
But he's not a great guy if he doesn't. Look, here's what I'm saying. I'm putting on hold, pain in my ass. But here's what I'm saying. You cannot be a great guy and have your screwed up, manipulative old man calling your girlfriend and leveling threats against her and not stand up to him. Even if you're physically smaller than him, you're not a great guy if you're letting him kick your girlfriend's ass around and you're just standing by watching the proceedings.
Absolutely.
And if you got the issues on your side, then you're going to have a lot more confidence in standing up to him anyway.
So, Janet.
Yes.
Okay. You work out something where you can record his phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Build a case. Easy to do. And then once you get a few threats or a few whatevers,
document
then
it
you
all.
Call the cops.
Yeah.
Right, but the other issue is he's already on probation for some...
Everybody's afraid
wait,
of him.
Wait, wait, wait. Why is that an issue? Why don't you...
That will help your case.
That will help your case, Jan. That gives you a level...
Not, but, you know, it's also, like, the father of my boyfriend and his 13-year-old sister that sometimes he does go see. I don't want him to end up going...
All right. Then get it. You got it. Good.
You got to make your choice.
Yeah, oh, no. Then who cares? Don't call us and bother us then.
Well, Janet now has shown her cards.
Right.
She is also of this chaos.
She wants to deal with it or drop it. She thrives.
She likes the dance.
She loves the drama.
Yeah.
Because if you want to do something about it, you do something about it. But you give the person a solution, and then they come with the counter argument.
Now let's stand back and think about this for a second. In what world would a normal person put up with this for year upon year? You know what I'm saying?
All right. Janet?
Yes.
Where's your dad?
My dad, he's here.
And he's a good guy?
My dad's the best.
He's the best.
The best, the best.
What about mom, then? How do they raise someone like you who would put up with this crap?
Because they're too nice, maybe. My parents are the kind of people... I could tell my dad I wanted to drive to Texas right now, and he would take me. He's just the nicest guy. They would do anything for me.
Okay.
And they don't... I kind of let people walk over me because they're so nice, and I feel bad.
Well, it's so nice that they don't, like, even exist. They're empty.
Yeah, they didn't instill any boundaries in you.
Yeah.
All right, Janet.
Yes.
All right, do something about it, or don't do anything about it, but don't complain.
All righty.
Okay, those are your two options. Amy?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
Oh, man, do I hate that guy.
I just hate that guy. Bugging Janet, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that 40-year-old guy who wants to be everyone's best buddy, and I'm taking a club and I'm buying you
he's
beer.
He's the old guy in the club.
Right.
But also, he's getting old.
The way he's going, they can be terribly disruptive to people's lives.
That's
even
true.
If it's just that she has to change all her phone numbers and stuff. That's what has to happen.
All right.
All right, Amy.
Yes.
You're 22.
Yeah, I'm 22. When I was 19 years old, to start the story off, I got back with my ex-boyfriend. I've been with him for 6 years. He's my high school boyfriend, and we had some time apart. We moved away to go to school. I moved back recently, and we kind of found each other again. When I was 19 years old, I got pregnant with him, and I had an abortion. And I'm wondering, since then, it kind of snowballed, a bunch of problems, anxiety, depression, loneliness, all these things kind of snowballed, and I was wondering if it's normal after this time passes, if it's normal to want to have a child with him. We're both very dependent on each other and attached to each other, and even though I don't feel I'm really ready, I don't really know if anyone is ready exactly to have kids.
You're not ready at 22, I promise, but go ahead.
But you feel like you want to replace
the one you lost?
Yeah, I don't really know how to solve the problem. Wait, Amy,
this is a very common feeling that very little is done to educate women about.
Right.
That it's quite common for women to feel depressed, an intense sense of loss. Something about the biology of an established pregnancy when it is removed, even if you didn't know you had the pregnancy, you'll feel this very intense experience. Your body changes in a profound way from pregnant to not pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it's common for women to feel a sense of loss and depression and guilt and all kinds of things. We also don't do enough in our society of talking about how much bearing a child is tied up in a woman's sense of their being, their who they are as a self. Right. And that self has been sort of not shattered, but challenged by this experience, and you're wanting to heal it. You want to fill it back up again.
Yeah.
You'll have time to do that later. You made a good choice, it sounds like, at a time when it needed to happen. It would not certainly... the alternative would have been going to have the child and give it up for an adoption. You'd have some feelings about that, too, still. But, look, you made a choice. You'll have time to have children in the future. It'll be much... Make sure it... Build your life such that it'll be the right time.
Right.
Don't respond to these primitive feelings of emptiness and loss that... aren't necessarily connected to reality.
I predict she's pregnant in 4 weeks.
Hmm.
Actually, I've had 2 abortions.
Mm. Okay.
All right, so you should roll with it and enjoy your youth a little bit and, you know, wait a little while.
How about...
have some more.
How about some birth control?
Yeah, have a couple more.
Not to get
I've been on birth control since I was 16. The only two times I got off of it, I got pregnant.
All right, well, don't get off it again.
Actually, you made quite a compelling point.
I guess it works. Amy was like nearly suicidal, like vegetative depression. Now she's giddy.
Yeah.
What changed?
That's the beauty about being a woman.
Mood swings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amy.
Yeah. MPD. Right.
When are you planning on marrying this guy?
Hopefully soon. I don't
25.
Why? 22. You should wait.
25. Sure. Go for 25.
You should do it tomorrow.
28.
Drive to Vegas.
I'm trying to finish school first, but...
Where are you in school?
No, it's junior college.
Oh, yeah.
You could do it when you're 25, or you could do it now and get divorced by the time you're 25.
Valley Junior College?
I'm done with junior college, finally.
Where are you in school now?
Cal State Northridge.
All right. That's 4 years of junior. That's 4 years junior college. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right, go Knights, though, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm just wondering too. Like, I've done a lot of therapy. I mean, I've been in and out of therapists, and they never really have a solution to this problem. Like, it's just kind of something that you always feel empty about.
I've heard a lot of women describe this, and I'm saying it's a primitive feeling. It's a biology as much as anything. Go ahead and build your life. It's okay. Build your life so it'll be you can be an effective parent. Don't rush to fill that void.
Good. All right. Please hold off on that. I know we got to go back. Shut up. Kayla.
Yeah, hi.
You're 16?
I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering if swallowing semen can be bad for you.
All right. That's called a teaser right there.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Crazy town in our studio.
I'm about the fact that our communications have evolved down to...
Yeah, you know what you're like? I'm like the old man who takes Frankenstein in, and I light my pipe, and you see the fire. No, good, no bad. That's true.
Hey, you communicate with me like that, too. Relax.
Drew has three modes of communicating on the radio. One is just
silent
banging things against his coffee mug or banging things into the mic.
Or messing with
like a chimp.
The other is nodding his head or pointing at things that the audience can't do. Like he likes to open his human anatomy book and go, "Yeah, see, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that." That's two, and then three now is
things
adding,
no one can see.
He's added grunting to his repertoire.
You guys want
to
see the anatomy book?
Look. Drew, point and grunt at it. Let's see if we can combine two of your skills.
I have those around my house.
Crazy town in the studio. We'll get back and find out if semen is bad to swallow after this.
Skulls.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Crazy Town is in our studio tonight. Dark Horse, name of the CD, coming out tomorrow in just about 13 and a half minutes, to be exact. All right, let's get back to the phones. Now, when we left off, we're going to speak to Kayla, who's 16, and she wants to know if it's bad to swallow semen. Kayla?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been doing a lot of this?
No, I haven't yet. Actually, I wanted to try it for the first
time.
Planning
on it.
And I heard that guys think of it as a compliment if you swallow. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that it's not going to be bad for me.
Well, where are you going to get the semen? Because if you get the good pharmaceutical grade stuff, it's fine. But if you just score some at the park...
Right, you don't want dirty semen in your gut.
Yeah, and you don't know what's in that.
It's random semen.
I got baby laxative once and rat poison mixed in with tapioca pudding. I didn't know what I was getting.
You know, arsenic?
I bought off this black dude at the park. He swore it was good.
Kayla, if you're going to get the viral transmitted, sexually transmitted disease,
I did that thing where I pulled my stiletto out. I poked it into the baggie it was in. I pulled it out. It on my tongue. Thought it was high-grade stuff, and then I took it home.
Dropped that whatever it was that in the French Connection they use, and it turned blue.
That's right.
Uncut sperm.
That was my balls turning blue, by the way.
If you're going to get a viral STD, that's how you get it, is from swallowing. But if these guys don't have anything, I don't know. I'm about to go on a campaign where we're trying to get people to use condoms during oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a much safer thing to do. I know you bands like, well,
swallowing is a compliment.
How dare you?
Have you guys heard of condoms?
Well, I heard about them. Having some people smoke, like Rod Stewart.
What are those?
Drank way too much.
Yeah, Rod Stewart had to have his stomach pumped
because they found like a gallon of semen.
Was it Rod or was it?
Yeah, it was Rod Stewart.
Christopher Cross or
gallon?
Rod Stewart. Yeah, they found it.
Rod is a kinky man.
And everyone knows once you ingest a gallon of semen, you don't just heave it up. You have to have your stomach.
Of course.
As long as the person's clean and you don't, you know, do it like drink a gallon, I think he'll be okay.
Well, what does clean mean? What does that mean? How
is
can
it
she
a monogamous relationship? Is this her boyfriend?
Are you looking to do this with your boyfriend?
Is she married?
Does he take showers?
Is he a virgin?
Is he a virgin?
Is he a virgin? Do you know all the people he slept with, things like that?
He is a virgin. So I'm not worried about STDs. It's just that I heard the rumor that if you do swallow too much, you have to get your stomach pumped.
No.
If
you're not worried about the diseases, he's a virgin, you should swallow away.
And you'd have to swallow a lot.
Okay.
And I don't think he could create that much. So
I mean, he's got
swallow up for what?
He's
guys?
Got virgin buildup.
Get a stomach pumped.
Yeah, to get their stomach pumped.
You know, I've worked in a lot of ERs, pumped a lot of stomachs. So far, no semen.
That's
what
rare.
Do you what do you pump a stomach for?
Drugs. Poison.
Bleeding.
Poison. That's
pills.
If you can't bring stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to get stuff. They're putting stuff in.
That needs to be removed.
That needs to be forcibly removed.
With
right?
that charcoal
GHB,
stuff.
Charcoal.
They do it a lot with GHB, weird things like...
But I mean, mostly it's with GI bleeding.
Let's just say, I mean, see, people are under this sort of impression that you eat something that's bad and now you have to get your stomach pumped, or you ingest something that's bad and now you have to get your stomach pumped.
You really don't do much of that anymore in ERs and stuff.
Your body usually gets rid of that stuff.
You give charcoals, you give other things that you know, there's other stuff.
Right, I mean, if you ate something that really disagreed with you, you would heave it up probably before you got your stomach pumped. Uh-huh. Now, how do they pump your stomach?
Put an NG tube in, tube down your nose.
Down your nose. Why not down your throat? Gag reflex?
Well, yeah, where's it gonna come up?
It's easier just you feed it down the nose and you just have them swallow when it goes through.
It's a tube that just physically goes to the stomach?
It's like
a vacuum, right?
Then you use a big syringe to pull all the stuff out. That's it.
And
or you can use a pump.
And what does the charcoal do?
Charcoal absorbs all the stuff in the bowel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charcoal is good
pushing
for
it through.
Poisoning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get the charcoal into them?
Sometimes you put an NG tube down and shoot it down.
No, you don't get, like,
you just got to take the Kingsford and put them in the coffee.
Really, when you're putting NG tube down, it's when somebody's unconscious and things. You're needing to get things in and out.
Kind of pump the semen out of you.
But no, I think just like your first swallowing experience will be nice as long as you're careful.
Yeah, I don't know about nice.
You just may not enjoy it. You may love it.
I would dare say that in the year 2002...
Swallowing is going to be
no
very...
stomach pumpings for semen in the United States.
Really?
I would dare say.
Even, let's say, Rod Stewart?
Even Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart is mellowed out, you know.
Yeah, times have changed.
Times have changed.
Now, Keith Richards.
Rod used to do a gallon of semen at a time. He's down out here, just a couple of quarts.
Keith Richards is having his blood changed now, isn't he?
He's having his sperm changed.
I heard he goes to Switzerland now, and they totally give his whole body new blood.
That's an old story.
I don't know.
What would that do?
You really wanted
First
to be...
First of all, you can't do that.
I don't know. You know, that's like a...
No, like an oil change, you know?
No, that's the bizarre...
True, but you know, when you
I
say...
I heard party so hard, they...
No, you know what they do? They filter his blood, is what I heard.
Well, that's it's dialysis.
Dialysis, right.
Something like that.
Yeah, but he does it in Switzerland. You don't know what goes on.
But when it's in Switzerland, it's not for being, you know...
You're the doctor. I'm just telling you what the streets are talking about.
Sam?
Oh, my God.
You're 16.
Yes.
What's up?
Wow.
Well,
I need to hear more rumor.
I've been with my girlfriend for about 2 months now. And the furthest we've gone so far is about third base. And when she...
Is that sucking?
That's the Cactus album.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When she puts her hand down my pants and when she just grabs my balls, she doesn't gently at first, but then she gets really rough with them.
I love that.
You love that?
Yeah, right. I like that.
It tends to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to cut it out if you don't like it.
Right.
There you go.
Sam. You can press the balls. You can gently pet them. You can stroke them. Right. You can juggle them from side to side to side. Hand, but don't punch the balls.
ICP.
You have to be careful with those things.
Real quick, one last one.
All right.
666.
Six? You did
six, five.
Six,
I beg your pardon.
Six.
What are you, Satan?
Diana, 20.
I have an issue with I got involved with my best friend and he's under the impression I slept with this guy before, but I didn't tell him I'm a virgin in the sense that I've never had vaginal intercourse, but I've had anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
from Greece? Wait a second.
Wow.
She's
completely chaste.
You had anal sex before you had normal sex?
She's from Greece.
She's Catholic.
I'm in New York.
She's from New York.
There you go, me too.
All the girls have anal sex first in New York.
Yeah, East Coast.
An East Coast thing.
In the assy.
I don't know about that one.
Come in the back door first.
Well, nonetheless, I don't know what to do about.
You might like it better.
Well, now that we're getting into that part of the relationship where I really would like to start sleeping with him.
Do you want to have vaginal intercourse with him?
I do, not anal sex. And
then he'll be fine.
I don't want to. He's a virgin, though.
No, he's not.
He's not. This is a different guy.
Oh.
So the two of you can figure it out together. It should be fun.
Wait, he believes you're not a virgin?
Well, he believes that I'm not, and I feel
so
like
do we.
Tell him,
we believe you're not a virgin, too, so
yes.
Relax. Just go ahead and do your thing. It'll be fine.
Does he know about the anal sex?
He knows. It was with this... He doesn't know.
It was with his friend.
He thinks she had vaginal intercourse. He's not going to know. What do you think? He's magically going to know that you haven't had vaginal intercourse?
She is a virgin.
I feel like theoretically, I should tell him, but not at all.
All right. Hold on a second.
We got
to take a break. Everyone be quiet. Let me get to the bottom of this. What does he think you've done?
He thinks I've slept with people before.
Vaginal intercourse.
Right.
He's like regular, and I feel like anal sex is not exactly, it's kind of taboo. It's not really.
Yes. Why don't you tell him you haven't, why don't you tell him you're a virgin? Would he believe that?
Well, he knows that I already told him I slept with this guy.
Usually girls will do the other and not...
Just tell him you've only had anal.
Anal.
Don't tell him about the anal. Tell him you slept with one guy.
Tell him he's planting a flag and not to worry.
It's not an issue.
Right. Yeah.
Say it's your land. You're the prospector.
We'll be back. That's the show. Crazy Town, Dark Horse. Name of the CD. Please go out and get that starting now.
Actually, I hear they're holding Tower open like an extra 3 hours.
Yeah. They're giving out wristbands. And the first thousand are the green ones, and I think orange is the second thousand. And after that, it's just brown, and you're on your own.
Yeah.
I want to thank Crazy Town for coming in here. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
We'll do it again soon.
In 2 years.
Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Skiing or punching Asians? What are you talking about when you say hitting the slopes?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.